Robin Baumgarten from the Channel 9 Morning Show is on with me every Tuesday. I was told before the show, Robin, that you and Paul Conrad have been dismissed from some parade duties. Explain.
The old Thanksgiving Day parade. We've been doing it for like 5 or 6 years.
And
I guess they no longer need our services, we were told today, Gary.
How did it come down? Were you called into the office, your boss's office, and he just gave you the news?
Yeah, we were called into the office. We're like, oh, surely they must be telling us you did a great job. We're going to have you back.
Did they give a reason?
Well, I think they want to go in a more serious direction. Someone who will actually read the scripts the way they're supposed to and, you know, not make jokes about the horses. And we're just supposed to. And so they didn't think they were very nice about it. They said maybe, you know, it's our style was not compatible with actually doing it the way it's been.
I got news for those people. If it wasn't for that, that parade is death. I guess I won't be asked to be one of the narrators, but it's not the greatest parade. Our city does not do parades well, so whatever you can do to spice it up, I would think they'd embrace.
Well, you know what? This one, though, is always one that's, you know, it's got the balloons and stuff, like Macy's parade. And
yeah,
so
it's a poor man's Macy's.
More to watch.
Compared to New York, it's a poor man's Macy's.
So I think we might have set a record, though, Paul and I, because we, I think now, might be the only broadcast team that's now been fired from 3 different parades.
List the parades, please.
Columbus Day, we used to host, and we got fired from those duties because we were not taking that seriously enough. And then St. Patrick's Day we did for a number of years. Technically, we didn't get fired from that, but WGN didn't carry it anymore, and we were the last host standing before it went off the air.
Okay, well, if you want to get that on your resume, as you took that one down too, be my guest. But
right, so that's you know, I don't know. It's maybe it's a curse, I think.
Can I ask you?
I blame Paul Conrad.
You blame him. Can I ask you if you two got paid for that?
You know, minimal. It was more for the love of the parade.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I don't know what they're thinking. Do you know who's going to replace you?
No, we have not been told yet. Okay. You know, I'm sure they're shopping around. So throw your hat into the ring. You know, if you like marching bands and you like big balloons, Gary, it's got your name written all over it.
I'll throw my hat in and have a horse dump on it because that's as far as it'll get. It's going to still stay on Channel 9, right?
It is.
So
it is. I think it's going to be on there for a while. They just don't want us, Gary.
It will be a WGN person then.
I guess so.
Let's take some guests. Who would be compatible in that realm?
I tell you one thing, though. If it's that Skilling that takes over everything, like he's not doing everything else at the station, Skilling throws his hat in the ring, then I'll know it's big trouble. He's the one who got us ripped out of there.
No, Tom wouldn't do that to you. You know he wouldn't.
I know.
But I wonder who. They must have somebody in mind.
I don't know, but someone who's going to follow the rules. We don't follow the rules well enough, I think, Gary.
Oh, excuse
We're too
me.
Anti-establishment.
Okay.
But I thought that made it kind of fun. Obviously not.
Believe me, I've been through that trick bag a few times. We don't like your style.
Yeah.
Okay. But those parades, really, I've been criticizing those parades for years because it doesn't reflect a third largest city in America ethics or... Not ethics. We don't have ethics here either. But it doesn't reflect what we are as a city of this size. It's not big enough.
It should be more grand.
Exactly. Yeah. You look at that Macy's parade in New York, and I've been there to see it a couple times in person. It's even larger in person than you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of...
The one in Chicago is going to be just a little smaller this year, Gary. A little smaller without us. That's all I can say.
I'm still a little emotional. I'm getting texts. It will probably be Mark and Micah.
Probably.
Yeah.
They're going to bring in the big guns. We've been kicked to the curb. They realize, why do we have the second bananas doing this anyway? This should be our marquee event. You know, oddly enough, since it's on the old Super Bird, you know, it was on the big super station, people around the country, I think, didn't get it. They didn't get why we were such morons.
Are they not going to have that parade over WGN America either because they pulled the 9 o'clock news?
I don't know. I'm assuming, it was last year. I don't know if the parade's still going to be on that. I'm assuming so because I think that was an appeal for a lot of the other bands and stuff that came from all over the country. So as far as I know, it's still going to be. So it might be those people from, you know, I don't know, West Virginia that are sending their kids into the band, and we're talking over their band playing Claire de Lune or something, and that's why we got the
wow.
act.
When Robin and Paul Conrad are thought to be too edgy, as I know you are, but
yeah.
come on, you're edgy in the way it should be without pushing it way over the edge, and that's not good enough.
I don't know. I'm still a little emotional. I'm a little more emotional because now I'm going to have to cook Thanksgiving dinner. So thanks a lot.
Now you have to be at home on Thanksgiving. I just picture you and Paul being called into the office. Did you have any idea that it was about this?
You know what? As we were walking to the office, I'm like, what do you think this is? Do you think maybe they're telling us that, do you think they want to add us work an extra hour? Do you think they want to? And Paul's like, I bet they're canning us. I said, no way.
No. They can't can us.
Are you kidding?
We're Paul and Robin.
So we got the shoe. We got the big shoe. Parade number 3, baby.
So,
I'm going to talk to the Museum of Broadcast Communications, see if that might be historical to some degree. I don't think that's been done before.
The funny thing is, you had no idea it was getting whipped off that parade.
No. Nope.
Not at all. So you walk in there, that is not even on your list. Oh, that's beautiful. Robin, Paul, you did a fine job, but the parade organizers have decided to go in another direction.
Yes. Yes. So, you know what? Yeah. Well, we still have our good looks.
That's right.
What good looks. We still got our health, Gary.
Your microphones work once in a while. Hey, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Last week,
still got a job.
The microphones went off on their morning show for 20 straight minutes.
Oh, yeah.
They had no audio.
It was great. Larry said it was the best 20 minutes of his life because I'm constantly talking in his ear. So he was happy as a clam.
Well, that's nice.
Well,
he's your TV husband. He's going to act like that. Robin, I don't need to know anything else. That was a fine story. Thank you. I want to leave it on that note.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Here's Leslie.